One of the things holding up America's economic recovery is the enormous backlog of homes now sitting on the market. David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team has been asking why the housing market is taking so long to sort itself out. The answer may have something to do with a coin toss.
The man with the coin is Eric Johnson, a professor at Columbia's Business School.
Here's a coin, real American currency.
Johnson is not an economist. He's trained in psychology. And he says one reason the housing market gets stuck on the way down has to do with this weird way our brains think about losing compared to winning. He demonstrates with the coin.
I'm going to flip it in the air. If it comes up heads, you win $6. If it comes up tails, you lose $1. Do you want to play that gamble?
If it comes up heads, I win $6?
Yes.
If it comes up tails, I lose $1?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
He keeps pushing. Heads, I win $6. Tails, I lose $2. Sure. Lose $3. Okay.
What happens if we say now, heads, you win $6. Tails, you lose $4.
I'm less enthusiastic about that.
And what most people do is at that point, or at the point before it, they switch.
Switch and say, no, I won't take that bet. And yet, as one economist told me, if you don't take that bet, you shouldn't be doing any investing at all. Mathematically, that is an awesome investment. Half the time it's heads, half the time it's tails, but the amount you win is more than the amount you can lose. Yet somehow, it doesn't feel that way. And that's if you play once.
Just imagine you were going to play that 1,000 times, and you'll end up with a pretty nice chunk of cash.
You'd win, on average, $1,000. Still, a lot of people won't take that bet. I went out on the street to test it out on random people. Here are Lisa Marie Elliott and Frank Blake. Heads, you get $15. Tails, you lose $10. Would you take that?
No. No, I wouldn't. I don't want to give up $10. There's a chance I might have to.
What about you?
I'm on the same page. $15 makes no difference in my life as far as gaining it, but losing the 10 in my pocket does. Yeah.
And what does risk-averse Frank Blake do for a living?
I'm a stuntman.
A stuntman. Yes, car crashes, jumping through windows, that stuff. Eric Johnson says what this coin toss experiment demonstrates is that in our brains, we feel losses and gains differently. Losing feels worse than winning feels good. So now, as promised, back to housing. This is one reason the housing market is taking so long to sort itself out. In a down market, people don't want to sell because when they actually sell, it feels like losing.
Psychology matters a lot in understanding economic behavior.
This is Chris Mayer, professor of real estate at Columbia Business School. He found real evidence for this fear of losses when he studied the Boston condo bubble in the 1980s. He would compare two basically identical condos. The owners had both paid off their mortgages, but one had bought at the peak of the market. And that person, he found, would stubbornly ask for a higher price and keep it on the market longer than the other person, who had no dreamy memory of the boom days when it was worth a lot more.
The overall magnitude of this effect is very big. Most people believe that this is an important factor in how housing markets operate.
There are certainly other reasons the housing market is taking so long to sort out. Some people are stuck financially with their mortgages. But this psychological quirk is also slowing the healing process. Again, Eric Johnson.
It's sort of like having a Band-Aid where you know you'd be better off if you just pulled it off all at once. But instead, what you do is you tend to pull it off very slowly, if at all.
It's unclear why our brains are wired this way, why we overemphasize losses. Johnson says it could go back millions of years to when losing a bet was way more serious, when we were avoiding animals that wanted to eat us. Today, we're selling houses, but part of our brains may still be thinking about the leopards in the trees. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com.
More All Things Considered coming up right after this.